When countries sign the World Heritage Convention, they make a commitment on a number of fronts, but two that I wanted to explore. One is they commit to building up within their own country capacity to look after scientific capacity, to look after their own sites, and I guess financial. And they commit to working and helping other countries that are in need for World Heritage sites. Do you think that works? Let's take the national within your own country. Do you think that the World Heritage Convention, signing the convention and then participating, did that affect the way the Russian Federation equipped itself?
No, I would say mainly about Russian Federation, because I don't know how it going on in other countries. In Russia, I would say that we have not completely well organized, but organized, quite well organized this work. First of all, what I say, so now we have a scientific institute under the Ministry of Culture, which is dedicated to the World Heritage. They are developing the study. They started to work properly, I would say, 3-4 years ago only. Before, it was mostly regional authorities in consultancy with the Ministry of Culture. Then they hire, or they have their own specialist, or they hire specialists, and they developing the site. But now complicity of the elaboration of the World Heritage documentation is very, very difficult. It's very difficult now to prepare the nomination. The requirements are very tough, and we have our national ICOMOS, like it's possible, but Russian part of ICOMOS. Some of the experts who are part of this organization are members of the international ICOMOS. So it seems to me that now more or less exists the system. In my opinion, the Ministry of Culture has to be responsible a little bit more than they are now for World Heritage all over the Russian Federation, I would say. But Russian Federation is very, our problem is big distances, and it's really a problem. That's why they delegate to local authorities, to regional authorities, to be responsible for the sites. They give them reports, on natural sites, they give the report to the Ministry of Nature, two different ministries. It's understandable, but it's too not sometimes very, very very good, because it's necessary to somebody who have been the linkage. But a link between them is mostly Ministry of Foreign Affairs, is the National Committee, who knows what is going on. They somehow organize it for and preparing for World Heritage Committee.
The other part of my question was about, really goes back to the roots of UNESCO in a way, but certainly goes back to the big campaigns with saving the Egyptian monuments way back, and the idea of a collective response to help a country that has, whose cultural or natural heritage is threatened. That the international cooperation was a really important fundamental piece of world heritage. Do you think that has worked in your experience? Have you seen a lot of examples of countries coming together to help other countries?
In my opinion, of course, such great support like it was when it was removal of Abu symbol in Egyptian, in Egypt. So maybe we don't have such examples. But, you know, the international solidarity exists when it was disappeared, this Bamiyan in Afghanistan, statue of Buddha, and in Mali, in Timbuktu. It's very saddened, you know, what happened. And in Timbuktu, it was somehow some restoration with help of international society. The most painful, in my opinion, what happened in Syria. It's really because its roots of many, its historical, cultural roots of many civilization, you know, it's one of the basic objects who have been destroyed, and this is very big pain. And I hope that the international society will help whatever the governance will be in Syria. Because this is very important for the whole humanity.